Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're now listening to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bishop Lorenzo Crawford of Chicago. And I thank you for being here again with me. And the Lord is blessing us in this lovely day. We thank you for being with us, and we hope that we have inspired and blessed you and enriched you with the Word of God as we go on this air. And we would like if you would send us monetary donations. We need at least $5 a person. If we get $5, maybe God can use that so we can get us a church building. We need $5 a person. I mean $5 from each person out of the state of California, state of Illinois, state of Washington, state of Delaware, state of Louisiana, state of Florida, Michigan. $5 a person. It really blesses and helps us. We need your help. We need your blessing. So send it to Lorenzo Crawford 59 at gmail.com. If you have a PayPal account, you send it to Lorenzo Crawford 59 at gmail.com. If you don't have a PayPal account, please send it to P.O. Box 389-385, Chicago, Illinois 60638. That's 389-385, Chicago, Illinois 60638. Send it to Lorenzo Crawford or Bishop Crawford. I'm the same one. Send it to me. We need a blessing. We need a miracle from God. And God's miracle come through his people. The Bible said give, and it be given unto you. So it's going to come through his people. Now, God, if he can't get it through the people, God will send it himself. But he always tries people first. So I'm petitioning God's people to send us a blessing. And I appreciate that. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We're going to go to the Word of God. Father God, we just thank you so much for blessing us to be here in Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for keeping your hands on us and protecting us. Thank you for watching over us and covering us by the blood of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and been resurrected for our justification. And we ask you to continually guide and direct us. Bless us in this business, this ministry. We thank you for helping us out in all our endeavors, Father. And we ask you to bless the ones who's listening. Give them a mind, Father, to help us out and to be a blessing to us. And we just trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to be a blessing, to talk to them, to be a blessing to us. Please, Father, speak to their hearts, because they can't do it without you. They can't give without you. They can't be a blessing to us without you. There's nothing they can do without you. For you said, without you, we can't do nothing. And it's so true. So I'm asking you to touch their hearts and bless the people to send us $5 a person all over the state of Illinois, all over the state of California, New York, even some is on the outside of the United States, if they will send us a blessing. And we will be most appreciative. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let everybody say amen. It's a warm day today. It's 90 degrees. Thank God for a warm day. Thank God for keeping his hands on us and protecting us. One of my children wanted me to preach like one of the famous preachers on TV. I just looked at my child and smiled. because I can't do no more than what God let me. And if I do what they do, then I'm them. I don't want to be them. I want to be me. That's what I want to be. I want to be me. I want to be who God called me to be. That way when people hear me, they say that's Bishop Crawford. And it's not somebody else. I don't want to be nobody else. I want to be myself. I'm sure my child understands that. And it's good to be yourself. When you try to be somebody else and when you want to go to yourself, people say, hey, you sound different. I don't want to be nobody else. I want to be me. If my preaching is not as exciting as they like it to be, if they would just pray for me and ask God to touch me, and God would bless my ministry to be exciting or whatever he deem it to be. I can't be no more than what God wants me to be. So God told me to preach the gospel. I try to preach the gospel and keep it simple. It's the only thing I can do. And it's going to require some people, you know, they like to add things and they like to talk about other things and go with it, and it's a beautiful thing. But that's their ministry, and that's not mine. I have to do what God placed in my heart for me to do. And that's all, that's how it is. I got to be me. I know I may not be like them. I may not be as charming as them. If my children can just pray for me and support me, it'll work out. All right. We're going to go to the Lord and we're going to go to the Word of God. And I want you to turn to the book of Mark. I'm sure you know the familiar passage of scripture. I'm flipping around, but somehow I come back to this passage of scripture. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, if you'll turn it. We're going to start with verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Have faith in God. And that's what the scripture God put in my heart, to have faith in God. People use different scenarios, different stories. It's a beautiful thing because you got to capture people's attention. And you got to use whatever God give you and the skills that he give you so you can minister to the people. And the people can relate to whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're talking about. And we need that. So he said, have faith in God, or have the God type of faith. And that's not easy, you know, because, you know, to have the God type of faith, you got to believe and speak to that mountain and don't doubt. So we got to get rid of all of those things that you've been raised up on. Lord, don't move my mountain, but give me strength to climb. or faith is the key to the kingdom. Prayer is key to the kingdom, and faith unlocked the door. Those things, they sound good, but they're not in the Bible. And I have to go what the Bible says. I know people use stories to draw the listeners to attention, but I want to draw with the Word of God. That way, when the time, when things get hard in your life, you're going to need that Word of God, and that Word of God only is going to stand in your life. Nothing else is going to stand. Only the Word of God. And no matter what you do, you can rest assured. At the end, you're going to need that Word of God, because to pass from this life to the next life, you got to have the Word of God. It's got to be in you. You got to be in it. And those old wise fables won't work. All of those things that people use, and I've been at different funerals, and people use all kind of scenarios and all kind of things, but they're not in the Word of God. And I'm listening to these people. I said, what are they saying? That's not the Word of God. And different preachers, sometimes they preach, but it's not in the Word of God. It just sounds good. Don't get me wrong. It sounds good. But the thing about it, when you lay down and die, you want to make sure that what you're saying is what the Word of God is saying. Because God only moves according to His Word. So when you go to God and you pray and ask God, I tell people, when you pray, you got to pray the Word of God. You can't pray your thoughts. And I show them, you know, I teach them. What you do is you turn to Psalms and you get on your knees, because how many times you got on your knees to pray and those thoughts escape you? Why do they escape you? Because your adversary, the devil, he's there. He don't want you to think about the things of God. He wants you to get on your knees and you forget everything. You start, you know, you want to pray and you want to call on God, but your thoughts escape you. That's the adversary. But if you would turn to the Word of God and talk to God from His Word, He cannot remove the Word of God. He can remove your thoughts, but He can't remove the Word. So this is what you do. You're on your knees and pray, and your thoughts try to escape you. You go to Psalms, and you pray to God. Say, you know, grab the one scripture, any scripture from Psalms, any, and start any verse. Let's say, let's go to Psalms 61, verse 1. And so what I'm doing is teaching you how to pray and what to pray when you're talking to God. Hear my cry, O God. Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Lord, listen to me. I'm praying to you. Please attend to my prayer. Now you are giving God His Word. Give God His Word when you pray. That way He can give you His Word as an answer. He's going to answer you according to His Word, and you're going to get your heart's desire. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Please, Lord, lead me to the rock. Lead me to Jesus that's higher than I. Lead me to Jesus so I can call on His name, and He'll answer me, and He'll show me great and marvelous things which I know is not. For Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemies. I would abide in Thy tabernacle forever. If You allow me, I will abide in there forever. And a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in Thy tabernacle. I will trust in the covert of Thy wings. I'm going to trust in Your wings. You will protect me. You cover me with Your wings. By the blood of the Lamb am I protected. You give God His Word. And sometimes you kneel down and don't know what to say. Then you go to God in His Word. And He'll minister to you according to His Word. For Thou, O God, has heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear Thy name. My brothers and sisters in Christ that fear Your name, You gave me them as a heritage. Lord, help me. Help my brothers in Christ. Strengthen us so we can come together and pray and worship. Lord, direct my steps. Establish my ways. Please, Lord, you said you will open doors for me. Please, Lord, open those doors. Open those everlasting doors. O King of glory, please do come in. The Lord of hosts, you are the King of glory. Speak to God according to his word. So when he answers, he'll answer according to his word. Because the adversary is there. Take away whatever he can. So what you do is you ask God's help. Ask God's help. Lord God, help me. Give me a mind to pray. Give me a mind to read my Bible. Give me a mind to go back to my first love. The Bible speaks about going back to your first love. And Jesus Christ is your first love. Ask God, say, God, help me to go back to my first love. Guide me back to my first love. Hide me in the rock that's higher than I. Keep me, Lord, in thy perfect peace. Lord, my mind is stayed on thee. Please, Lord, protect me and watch over me. I am showing you how to pray. You pray to God, to his word. You may not remember verse for verse, but open up the Bible, and that's how you pray. You know, just say, praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. And you pray to God according to his word. And you can mix your word up with it. You can mix your petitions. I encourage you to mix your words up, because what you want your words to be in line with God's word. You want your word to be overthrown by God's word. So when you mix your word up, you're looking for God's perfect will. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord Jesus Christ, govern my path, establish my going. Help me to be saved. Help me to walk right. Help me to talk right. Help me to live. Help me to be Christ-like. I want to be Christ-like. There's nothing wrong with being Christ-like, because he said to be Christ-like. So there's nothing wrong with that. You're not robbing Christ. And like Christ said, God was his father. He wasn't robbing God. He's showing us how. He's making us should make the connection. We want to be Christ-like. We want our mind and our hearts to be Christ-like. We want to be like Christ. We want to govern our life like Christ. We want to love like Christ. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with being Christ-like, because Christ is our perfect example. And we need an example in how to govern our lives, how to live right, how to walk right. And Moses is a good example. Aaron is a good example. And you got Isaiah is a good example. Jeremiah is a good example. And these different ones in the Bible are a good example. But Jesus Christ is a perfect example. So you can have good, but why would you want good when you can have perfect? I want to have a perfect example. And Jesus Christ is the perfect example. So that's what you want. You want a perfect example. And he leading us. He's showing us this is how we do it. And they came to teach us how to pray. It's like John taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. And he's letting you know it ain't just my Father, it's yours. So say, Our Father. All of ours. That's our Father. Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. Holy be thy name. Our Father. So you need that. You need that connection. You need to feel that God is your Father. You need to feel that you are in the family of God. You need to feel that. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come into my heart. Thy kingdom come into my soul. Thy kingdom come into my spirit. Thy will be done in me as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in my house. As your will done in heaven. Thy will be done in the heart and lives of my children. As it is in heaven. You giving God his word, he give you back his word. He gonna answer you according to his word. He gonna be on your part. He will not suffer you to be lost. He will not suffer you to be moved. He will not suffer you the enemies to triumph over you because you come into him in his word. And when you fall short, his word will not fall short. So that's why we have faith in God. We believe God. We trust in God. We stand on God's word. And as the word of God said, as he said to Abraham, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And we stand on God's word. I may not be as charming as the other preachers, but maybe perhaps down the road, as God bless me, I may be charming. But my children say I'm not. I should be a little bit more charming. They want me to be, charismatic. And it's up to God how he lead me and how he use me in his word and to preach his word. I'm not going to try to be like them, because then you're going to always look for them when I preach. I want to be like me, so you can look for me. I heard a commercial years ago, this basketball player, they wanted to be like Mike, and I don't want to be like Mike. I don't want to be like nobody, but I want to be like Bishop Lorenzo Crawford, whom God has created. If I want to be like somebody, let me be Christ-like. Let me follow Christ. He's the perfect man. The Bible said, mark the perfect man and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. I want to be perfect man. That I want to follow that perfect man. That perfect man is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's who I want to be. God know who I am, and there's others out there that love my, that like my preaching, and they love my, the way I preach. And there's some that, you know, may not, you know, like it as much, but they love the word of God. So that's what I want to give. I want to give the word of God. Just if they don't like the preaching, maybe they love the word of God, because I'm giving you the word of God. And the word of God says today, have faith in God. So that's what you got to do. You got to have faith in God. You got to trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways to acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. The path of the just is a shining light. And that's what we want to do. We want to be a light in the midst of darkness. We want to shine. Let our light so shine that it can shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. And this is what we want. We want to glorify God. We want to lift up God. I'm not trying to lift up myself, but I want to lift up God. Even Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, we'll draw all men unto me. I want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I want him to be my perfect example. I want to be an example for my children and my children's children. This is what I want. This is my prayer. Bible said to have faith in God. To be encouraged. Those that may like other preachers, and nothing wrong with that. And I'm not going to say nothing negative about you loving them, because they're just how people are. They know who they like, and they know, you know, certain preachers and how they are, the charismatic movement, and they're charming. And I may not be as charming as them. I may not even look as charming as them. I'm just trying to be Christ-like. That's all. I can't be them. No matter what I do, I can't be them. But God made me me. What I am is what I am. So I'm hoping that what I am is pleasing to God. Cause I want to be blessed by God at the end of the day. I want to be blessed by God. I want to be Christ-like, and I want you to be Christ-like. I want you to learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. As the scriptures say, if you acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. And that's what I want you to do. And at the end of the day, if you can walk away and say that Christ, your love and your strength for Christ has grown by listening to me, then I did my job. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to steer you to Christ. I want you to be Christ-like. I don't want you to be like me or be like Paul or Silas. I want you to be Christ-like, because he's the only one that can rule heaven and rule earth and rule hell. He's the only one. He has the power to put you in hell. He has the power to put you in heaven. His power. And I'm trying to steer you to him. That way, when you lay down and leave this earth, he'll come get you. He'll bring all the heavenly hosts, and they'll come get you. You don't have to leave here by yourself. And a lot of people are leaving here by themselves. That's a tragic situation. If you leave here by yourself, that's a tragic thing. If you leave here by yourself, you can't go to God because you left by yourself. You left with your own understanding. You left with your own power. And now you're faced with eternal damnation, and there's no hope. And you're looking for redemption. Redemption is here on earth. Redemption is not in the next life. Redemption is here. To be saved, you got to be here. To believe in Jesus, it's got to be here. It's nowhere else but it's here. And Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm He, if you don't believe here that He's who He say He is, you're going to die in your sin. And this is what you don't want. You don't want to leave here trusting in yourself, trusting in your own understanding, trusting in your own mind. Too many people leaving here, and they're not trusting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They don't believe that Jesus Christ came and died for their sin, and they're leaving here without Christ. Now, Christ has the power. Why don't you ask Him? Ask Him, are you the one, or should we look for another? So go ask Him. Ask Him, is He the one? I need to know. Because I'm in jail, I'm going through. And I need to know, are thou He that should come? Or look for you for another? So what you need to do is make sure that He is the one. I'm already sure that He's the one. But my certainty is not your certainty. You need to know whatever religion you are. I don't care whatever religion you are. I'm not going to condemn your religion. I'm not going to put it down. I'm not going to put down the God you serve. I'm not going to mock Him or make fun or nothing else like that. Because you serve an our sincere heart. You don't know nothing else but what your father, your mother, and your family taught you. What you do is you go to Jesus Christ for yourself. And you ask Him, art thou He? The Christian said, you was the one. Art thou He? If you serving somebody else, ask Him. Tell Him to show you a sign. Tell Him to show you that He is Almighty. If He can't show you that, then you go to my Christ and you ask Jesus Christ, art thou He that should come? Or do we look for another? And will you be convinced in yourself that Jesus Christ has died for your sin? You'll be convinced in yourself. And my word is not going to convince you. You're going to go to God for yourself. And He's going to reveal Himself. And that's what you want. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you got doubts, God will fulfill. He'll show you. He'll get rid of all the doubts for you. He'll get rid of all the doubts. And He'll calm all your fears. That way you will know for yourself that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Ask Him. You ain't got to open your mouth. Just say your thoughts. Let your thoughts ask Him. Let your thoughts ask Him. Just ask Him, is He here? Ask Him, is He God? Ask Him, He's the Son of God. Ask Him, did He come into the world? Ask Him, is the heaven, heaven declare His handiwork? Ask Him. And then all you got to do is wait. He's going to give you an answer. I don't care what religion you are. It doesn't matter. Just ask Christ. And He revealed Himself. Now, we'll be back here again. So you be encouraged and you be blessed. Peace be to you.